Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Manchester United press conference, and it's a big game against the Manx at the weekend, so I've brought a big game of mates in the room with me to talk about. I've got Mike Kearney to my left, Craig Hannon in front of me, and Harriet Pryor to my right. Mike, I'll come to you first. I thought it was an interesting press conference in many ways, a bit of a PR warfare of sorts from Jurgen Klopp, but I just want to sort of gauge his mood a little bit first. It was obviously the bad injury news which came at the start of it, but I think it's fair to describe him as pensive maybe during that press conference.
Do you know what? I just think this is the part of it he doesn't like doing, especially when it comes up to a big game where he knows he's going to get asked some stupid questions. Not like he gets asked about Ronaldo and Salah, he gets asked about the United penalty things, and he comes into these things knowing that that's what we're going to talk about today. We're not going to talk about how my team's on fire, how we're unbeaten, how we had, you know, a bit of a scare at the week, but we came through it and came into a farm. We come into this weekend bouncing, and I think that's why he was just a bit, oh, can't be asked. I don't know the fella personally, but I think that's what I'd be like. I don't reckon I could be a manager, because when we were watching it upstairs, I was audibly, for fuck's sake, and at some of the questions, and what's the point in that? So I think he's doing what I would do, but obviously very well in terms of keeping his cards close to his chest and what he really thinks. But yeah, I think he just wants to get the game on, doesn't he? He wants to talk. He loves talking about the game, loves talking about his players. It's just the circus around it and stuff like that. He never really seems to like.
Craig, I take Mike's point, but I sometimes think that before these games, he knows the way his mood and his words can sort of impact the Liverpool fan base. And I think particularly during this one, I think he probably is going into it sort of trying to play it down to an extent, but he'll know how much what the United fans, but also the Liverpool fans especially, will be up for it the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he does that, and it's a bit of a theme with each of these massive games against United. And I think what Mike said right, in that if you think back to sort of each of the last three or four games against Solskjaer, for instance, there's headlines come out of each of them. So one of them's the penalties, and then Solskjaer's asked about it, and then it becomes this big story. And now Jurgen Klopp's asked about it, six, 8 months later. And I quite liked how he was still a little bit needly around it. He was like, it was just the facts.